WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A water line that broke next to the building housing the Brazos County Sheriff's Administration offices on October 5th left the county with a cleanup bill of more than $38,000.
As soon as we discovered the water, in about 30 minutes, we had 3 inches of water on the first floor of our whole building.
Sheriff Chris Kirk thanked his staff for their quick response.
They all talked about their job description needing to be updated because they were sweeping and cleaning water out of there, but everybody pitched in. It was really gratifying to see everybody working to make sure we didn't suffer a complete shutdown.
The sheriff says catastrophic insurance will help pay some of the cleanup cost. Kirk was also told the pipe that broke, which feeds the building's fire suppression system, had a 100-year warranty. The five-figure tab was approved by county commissioners yesterday. The Bryan School Board received a progress report on reducing discipline problems at this week's meeting.
More than 30 employees are part of something called the Culture and Climate Task Force. One issue raised by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck is consistent enforcement at all campuses.
Our principals are their own personality. You can walk in schools and you feel the personality of a principal everywhere I've ever been. I believe that to be true. They must have some autonomy, but what has happened is we're all over the board. And the board has invested a lot of money in a lot of different programs. So how can we rein that in where you still put your own spin to it, but yet it's got integrity to what it is we're saying to children, how we're teaching them to behave, how we're teaching them to have empathy for others, and all of these character traits.
The board's scheduled to take action on a discipline management plan in January. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Texas congressman representing part of Dallas, but who grew up near College Station and is an Aggie, is not running for re-election. Jeb Hinserling, who is finishing his eighth term, posted on his Twitter account he stayed longer than he wanted, and now he wants to spend more time with his wife and two teenage children. Hinserling currently chairs the House Financial Services Committee. There is a new process for nonprofit agencies to apply for community impact grants given by United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says letters of intent are being accepted on their website through the 13th.
This is even for our existing partners. If you do not complete the letter of intent, you will not be eligible to apply come the new year.
Prince says they will let agencies know before Christmas whether to proceed with a full-blown application or consider modifications.
There's also a third option that they may come back and say, we need to talk about some of this. We're interested in working with you, but maybe not quite in this capacity or something like that, that there's a little bit of negotiations.
For agencies on the fence, whether to submit a letter of intent.
The one thing I can say is you are guaranteed to not get any money if you do not apply.
More information is on the United Way's website, which is uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Shayna Elliott, and I'm running for Place 7 on the CSISD School Board. As a College Station native, I've seen the changes since my days at South Knoll and A&M Consolidated. My children are being educated here, too, where every child in every school deserves a chance to excel. As a growing district, we need a board trustee that values input from families and educators and brings expertise in finance and planning to the board. That's me, Shayna Elliott, and that's why I seek your vote for CSISD School Board Place 7. Political ad paid for by the Shayna Elliott Campaign, Larry Ringer, Treasurer.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Parquet Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, hey, it's 6:11. Good morning. Let's check some weather, and it's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds give way to some breaks of sunshine. The showers and isolated thunderstorms end this morning and taper off. Temperatures rise up to 75 to 80 later today. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight, lows 65 to 70. Clouds and breezy tomorrow. There could be a shower or two, highs near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. Partial sun Friday. There could be a shower later in the day, highs Friday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Game 7, here we come.
Slinging a pass, got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the Astros 3-1. Even this World Series at three games. Winner take all, Game 7 tomorrow night.
So plenty of folks upset today after the Astros. They had the lead, but they ended up giving it away. They fall to the L.A. Dodgers. The seventh and final and deciding game is set for tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that, as well as Fighting Texas Aggie football is looking to bounce back following that loss to Mississippi State. Coach Kevin Sumlin met with the media yesterday. And, oh, by the way, Texas A&M soccer continues to kick butt and take names. They set an almost record-breaking performance as a team. They tied a record, Ali Watt did, with four goals on the day. They defeated Missouri 7-1 in the SEC tournament yesterday. And we'll talk about the game against Florida today. All that and more coming up in sports.
It's Florida pretty good, we know. Are they ranked?
Yeah. Right. Well, okay. I'm not quite sure exactly what they're ranked, but right. Yeah, Florida's pretty good.
Hey, you know, you got to win them all anyway. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so. True.
Just win, baby.
Yep. I mean, I guess it's appropriate that the weather forecast was wrong. I mean, were we supposed to get rain all night? Was that supposed to happen?
I think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was like a 60% chance yesterday, and then it increased to 80 last night.
I kind of hate that for the kids.
I do, too. And I talked about this as well for someone who really wasn't planning on handing out candy anyway.
Yeah.
You know, adults get to celebrate Halloween the weekend before at
Excuse
work.
Me. They can celebrate it anytime.
Well, right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But like Halloween night is when you go trick
sure.
or treating. Yep. That is when you go door to door. And yeah, I will say we went out to eat last night at an establishment near the mall,
mm-hmm.
and the mall must have been doing a trick or treat type event
okay.
because it was packed.
Well, you know, they were supposed to go over to Wolf Pen Creek, the
which
city
is outdoors.
Oh, College Station.
It
yeah,
is.
I know. I wonder what happened.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know.
I believe they still had the event, if I'm not mistaken. I think Katie Dempsey was out there.
Did they make everybody stand like shoulder to shoulder under the small area that it was covered?
Right?
Or something?
I'm not sure.
And then yell trick or treat or.
But
something.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people turned their plans to the mall because it was crowded.
All right. Well, anyhow, so. Never mind, it's going to be, what, 85 tomorrow?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then all the way through the weekend?
Correct.
Which you know, I mean, we like that, but at some point we're supposed to get into the holiday spirit. But I'm just saying, today is, of the birthdays that we talk about, today is a birthday of the Weather Bureau. That's what it used to be called. On this date in 1870... the United States Weather Bureau made its first official forecast.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm wondering when they first opened and how long did it take for them to finally get to the point where they were ready to do a forecast? No, wait, don't do that yet. And did they have to do it for the whole country? Did they just do it for Washington, D.C.? I mean, I don't know. And I'm not interested enough to look it up, to be honest with you. All right, an Arlington, Tennessee woman who runs an organization aimed at helping people with addictions is now in trouble on her own. Mm. South Haven police arrested one Rebecca Farugi after she was charged with public drunkenness, being drunk in public.
Drunk
in public.
That's it. Resisting arrest and two felony counts of your simple assault on a public service. She attacked a security guard and two others at the Snowden Grove show on Saturday night. Police say they restrained her, took her into custody, but she continued to kick and swing at them. See, that's why they made that show Cops.
Yeah.
Just so you could see people misbehaving. Well, they said the TV station reporting the stories said, we called her organization the Hearts of Hope on Monday and amazingly enough got no response. The doors to the treatment center were locked. The director of the facility suspended any involvement. And she didn't do a smiling mugshot, which is, you know, once again, one of the things that you ought to think about. If you're going to get arrested, be sure and smile during the mugshot.
Try to look as cute as possible.
Sure, because that makes you feel good. Now, that one of the other things about Florida, I don't know if you know or not, that there's some strange people who live in Florida.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so as a result, then we had another one from, this was an arrest from last week. And once again, a beautiful mugshot. Palm Beach police arrested a woman last week. They said that she told them that she drank a bottle of white wine, and then she failed a series of sobriety tests. But as they were loading her in the car, first of all, they asked for her registration. She handed them a BMW brochure.
Oh, well, that's not the same thing.
Well, it was, I guess, close at hand, and that was the first thing.
Paper.
And again, it's 8 o'clock at night, and the police pulled her over because, well, she was driving without any headlights on, which, again, could
be
a
reason. Yeah, you need those when it's dark outside.
Yep. Well, they ask her for that. She turns over the brochure, and then she starts fumbling with the radio, even though no music is playing. So she starts singing.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they take her out of the car. And as they were taking her to the patrol car to arrest her, she asked if they wanted to tap dance with her.
Who doesn't want a good tap dance
lesson? She's just trying to be friendly.
Right.
And it was a tap dance.
Info.
Mation.
I would imagine that there are probably police officers, even in our fair cities, who have some stories would be fun to hear.
Yeah.
I guess, really.
Well, you know, Bill Oliver tries to find those little gems in the police report.
He does.
He does a pretty good job.
We know that there are plenty of known characters out there, to be sure.
Howdy, I'm Dallas Shipp, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 3. I'm a 2003 graduate of Texas A&M and have called Aggieland home for nearly 20 years. In 2011, I started my own marketing consulting business in College Station. The city of College Station must attract more businesses while also protecting our neighborhoods. These additional businesses are critical in order to fully fund services like police and fire, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure projects. We must relieve the tax burden of College Station homeowners. Vote Dallas Shipp for College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by Dallas Shipp for City Council campaign. Rebecca Boehnig, Treasurer.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, it's November the 1st. It's a brand new month.
Brand new month.
Oh, boy, it's day 305, and so we got 60 days remaining. Today is All Hallows Day, of course, or All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
It's Author's Day. That's good. You know, read something from your favorite author if you want to do that. Go Cook for Your Pets Day. For your pets.
Coda got some scrambled eggs this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But leftover. I didn't cook them purposely for her.
That's okay. Yeah. That's the good thing about dogs. They'll eat just about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes it easy for you to celebrate that if you want to cook for your pets day. It's also Stress Awareness Day. Oh, look.
I'm aware.
We're all stressed. That's fine.
And we're all very aware of it.
Yeah, so just there. National Calzone Day, if you want to do that. It's National Family Literacy Day. It's National Vinegar Day. You know, vinegar is pretty amazing stuff.
It does a lot.
That white vinegar.
Yep.
You know, it can, you combine that with different things, and it can be a worker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, use that. National Brush Day, okay, for whatever reason. Ooh, World Vegan Day.
Oh.
I'm not going to celebrate. Okay. It's Deep Fried Clams Day.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, you know,
don't ew. Fried clams are good.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah, I've had them before. Well, I'm just not a big clam guy.
But that's, okay.
But the thing is, it's not like you go, wow, the clams really make this meal.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
They're just window dressing, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, a filler.
Yeah. Right.
Expensive mm-hmm. filler.
But I do like fried oysters.
You now, that's something
you can,
different.
It is, because you can taste an oyster more than you can taste a clam.
Clam is pretty much just
little
that's got
salty
crunchy stuff.
Booger.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ew, gross.
It's like a sea booger. All right.
Exactly.
So National Fig Week. Who knew we needed that?
Okay.
It's a whole week.
I like Fig Newtons.
Yep. Now, it's the beginning of a month, of course, so that gives us other things. It's National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, mm-hmm. Military Family Appreciation Month. Which every month probably ought to be.
Yeah.
Family Stories Month. Ooh, sit down, crisscross applesauce, and hear a story about some weird aunt you have somewhere. It's a Peanut Butter Lovers Month.
Ooh.
You only get a month?
Oh.
Ha. Banana Pudding Lovers Month.
Okay.
And look, it's apparently Vegan Month.
Oh.
So they
really? For Thanksgiving? The month of Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Tofu turkey.
Tofu turkey.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Right, you know, we did that one time.
Vegan's intense, too, man. Did. It's not just vegetarian. It is hardcore.
Hardcore, and once again, and maybe...
No animal byproducts.
Maybe that's the reason they do that in November, to test you.
Maybe. Carrie Underwood is vegan.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You know, she came under some fire, though, because, I mean, she was making the rodeo circuit and was basically talking about how we shouldn't eat animals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see,
you're
going to
lose some
your,
folks in the country music.
That's exactly.
But
well,
but I will say this. She has been like that since she was like 13 years
okay.
old.
Oh, really?
She grew up on a farm.
Okay.
And to her,
that's
her animals were her friends.
Okay.
And so she stopped eating meat when she was like really, really young and was always like that. So she's not one of those turned famous
okay.
and now I have to go
vegan. I got
vegan.
A cause, right.
Right, exactly.
Huh. That's
yep.
interesting.
Yep.
I wonder how that went over her house.
Yeah, you I'm know? Not sure. Okay. Where did Bob the cow go?
I've decided to become vegan, really.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll be fine. All right, so let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got some good ones and some not so good ones anyways.
Okay, right.
Matt Jones is turning 36. He plays Badger on Breaking Bad, so
okay.
you got that going for you,
sure.
which is nice. Huh? Bo Bice is 42.
Oh, yeah.
He won second place. I guess you don't win second place, but he was awarded second place during the fourth season of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of fallen off the
yeah.
face of the earth
Shock.
Since then.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy is turning 45.
Oh. Oh. Talk about Christmas Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
She's in quite a few.
Well, you know...
career.
Yeah, exactly. Melissa is actually her cousin, believe it or not.
Cousins. Okay, I wasn't sure how they were related.
So they're cousins and have very different paths in their careers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toni Collette is turning 45.
Hmm.
She's been in a lot of stuff. Sixth Sense. Mm-hmm. She was the mom in Sixth Sense.
Okay.
About a Boy, Little Miss Sunshine. So she's been in a lot of pretty good movies.
Okay.
Big Kenny Alfin is turning 54 today.
Really?
He's Big Kenny from Big and Rich. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What a great song. So one of the
Big
many
and Rich.
Great
yeah.
songs of Big and Rich.
I bet.
So, he's turning 54 today.
Okay.
Rick Allen is turning 54 also. He's Def Leppard's one-armed drummer.
Okay.
I don't have any Def Leppard, but I really
Sorry.
Wish I did.
It's
so
okay.
It happens. Max Furuholman.
Okay.
I think I'm pronouncing that right. He's the singer of Aha.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So that's a good 80s song.
I always liked that song.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we finally found something that Scott likes.
Well, that's good. Now, that may be a workout song. I mean, if somebody's ready to move it, we may try that
sure.
one.
Move
okay.
it, move it.
Yeah.
I like to move it, move it. So anyways, he's turning 54 today.
Okay.
Anthony Kiedis, 55. He's a Red Hot Chili Peppers singer.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
So anyways, there are too many to pick from,
great
so we'll
band.
Pick that
yep.
one. Oh,
yep.
yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers, love them. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, Fernando Valenzuela, is turning 57 today.
Hey, all right.
Tim Cook also turning 57. Forgot uh-huh. to leave that out. Lyle Lovett is turning 60 today. Got to see him perform that live.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
So he's turning 60. And Whispering Bill Anderson is turning 80 today.
Wow.
That's all I've got for birthdays.
Well, that's Kinky Friedman.
Hey, Kinky.
Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys. Kinky is a very interesting guy because,
mm-hmm.
you know, played a little music. Also, though, he's on that Mike Judge show that you put me on to.
Oh, Zach. Yeah, really?
Tales from the Tour Bus.
Yeah.
He talks about a lot of these people, and Yeah. What they do is they interview people and they animate it. And so they're interviewing him, talking to him about somebody, and Kinky's dog starts barking in the background.
Of course. Was it over the phone, or was it
no,
at his house?
They're at his house. I guess he had the windows up, and the dog's outside barking. And he said, that's my dog barking. Hope that's all right.
So I saw him at an airport one time in Houston. We were coming back from Mexico, and he was waiting in customs. And I'm pretty sure he had a cigar in his mouth.
Probably did. That's pretty much his signature thing. And I think he's been up here before. He's done,
Has he done an
interview once or twice when he was running for governor. So there. All right, 625.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's almost the impossible task. And I say this as somebody that loves law enforcement, and they have the most difficult job. They've got to be perfect 100% of the time. And these, you know, whoever's plotting, planning, scheming evil, they just got to be successful once. The one thing that scares me the most is after all these incidents, we always see that they have, with the exception of the Vegas guy, because we still don't know what happened in Vegas, which is, it's like this guy was a ghost, an enigma here. But short of that, we always find, oh, on social media, oh, he was radicalized. Oh, he telegraphed. Oh, he was telling everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're going to telegraph that you're pro-ISIS, Al-Qaeda, radical Islam, or any other extreme point of view, why aren't we getting involved earlier and finding out what these people are really up to?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, protecting your home in this day and age is essential, but getting traditional home security, well, that can be a punishing and expensive task. There is a better way. The latest, greatest, best technology to protect your home is SimpliSafe Home Security. Now, SimpliSafe, they got rid of everything that makes home security a hassle, and they make it simple and easy for you. There's no long-term contract. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Now, this award-winning home security, well, Tech Magazine, CNET, calls it better, smarter home security. Now, SimpliSafe protects your home around the clock, 24/7 professional monitoring. If there's trouble, they'll send the police for you. Now, this service costs just $15 a month with SimpliSafe. That's three times less than what the other guys charge. No hidden fees, no installation fee. You can protect your home today. Now, you can pick up SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy, and you can have your home protected by tonight. Or just go to their website, SimpliSafeHannity.com, and you get a special 10% discount off your system. That's SimpliSafeHannity.com, SimpliSafeHannity.com.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank.
At Starfire, for over 15 years, we have helped our community get online, and we've got some great news to share. The latest generation of high-speed satellite internet is now available where you live. Give Starfire a call at 979-279-2788 to order the breakthrough new HughesNet Gen 5. With HughesNet Gen 5, you get faster speeds, more data, and built-in Wi-Fi. Best of all, it's installed by us, Starfire, your local authorized retailer. Starfire is your local expert and will help you get everything you need to go online. Call now and for a limited time, find out how you can get free standard installation too. Order now at 979-279-2788 and discover for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet. That's 979-279-2788. Starfire and HughesNet, proudly connecting our community. Minimum term required, monthly service and early termination fees apply. Visit legal.hughesnet.com for details.
Good morning, it's 6:29, and for Maniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and the weather's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. All right, showers are possible till about 8 o'clock or so, then looks like they're going to be out of here. We'll have a high today of 78 degrees, then tonight. And by the way, winds will stay out of the northwest. Then tonight we'll be down to 67, and the winds will turn around to the south. So tomorrow and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We are looking at high temperatures probably in the middle 80s with the winds back around to the south. So feeling more like it did, 30 days ago. So right now the winds are out of the northwest at 5. We have overcast skies and it's 57 out there.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. According to new allegations by the top law enforcement officials in 45 states, 18 drug companies conspired to fix the prices of certain critical treatments for patients suffering from conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, and rheumatoid arthritis. Companies including Mylan Pharmaceuticals and Teva Pharmaceuticals are accused of conspiring to slice the generic drug market into segments to avoid competing with each other and thus boost their profits. The Fed is expected to keep interest rates unchanged as speculation swirls on who will be its next leader, but the central bank will likely point to a firming economy as it edges closer to a possible rate rise next month. The Fed has raised rates twice since January and currently forecasts one more hike by the end of the year as part of a tightening cycle that began in late 2015. Investors have all but ruled out a move at the end of this week's two-day policy meeting. The Fed due to issue its latest policy statement this afternoon. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board is scheduled in January to approve a new student discipline management plan. An update was given at this week's board meeting.
More than 30 Bryan School District employees are part of something called the Culture and Climate Task Force. Board member Felicia Benford, who's also on the task force, noted the same punishment has to be given for the same offenses at all campuses.
If you're cutting up or tearing up or whatever, you have to own up on it. And we got to let our staff know that there's just certain things that we're just not going to tolerate at the board.
Board President Trey Moore said based on past experience, he was against spending money on more programs to fix behavioral problems.
The reports we got on the board side were things are great. The reports we heard from teachers were, I'm miserable, I'm leaving the district, you know, my children do this and that. I mean, it was a disaster. The board stepped in as a board goal 2 years ago and said, this has to stop. You know, discipline will be reinstated in schools. Referral spike, DAP placement spike. But the flip side is, teachers came up to us and said, thank you, God, for getting a grip back on our schools.
The highest number of discipline referrals in the last 3 years were among fourth and fifth grade students. That's part of 491 elementary in-school suspensions and 300 out-of-school suspensions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Yesterday's Brazos County Commissioner's Court meeting included approval of paying an unexpected bill from the sheriff's office. More than $38,000 went towards removing water from the administration office after a pipe broke on October 5th.
Originally, we thought it might be just the plumbing for that sink, and so we called maintenance. They came out and turned off the water. Actually, it wasn't that source of water. It was our fire suppression system.
Sheriff Chris Kirk was told the pipe that broke, located next to the building, has a 100-year warranty.
We have catastrophic insurance that will cover a portion of the repairs and recovery. We're not sure how we're going to address the situation with the pipe. There might be an issue that we're exploring as to how the pipe failed.
The sheriff thanked his staff and a cleaning crew for removing 3 inches of water that got inside the building. Kirk says that was followed by 4 days of running fans and dehumidifiers. Texas needs at least another $61 billion in federal funding to rebuild public infrastructure and prevent future flooding following Hurricane Harvey. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who chairs the governor's rebuilding efforts, says the figure was based on surveys of mayors, county judges, and future proposals from the Corps of Engineers. Sharp joined the governor in a lobbying trip to Washington yesterday. Senator John Cornyn participated in a news conference as part of the attempt for more federal money to assist in the rebuilding effort.
We look forward to continuing our work with the administration and members of Congress to make sure that we address these unmet needs. Governor Abbott of Texas is up meeting with the entire Texas delegation to make sure that we continue to make the case and make sure that Texans are not forgotten.
If approved, 60% of the money would go for flood control, 33% to buying out and elevating flood-prone homes and buildings, with the rest earmarked for water utilities, roads and bridges, and hazard mitigation. A Texas congressman representing part of Dallas, but who grew up near College Station and is an Aggie, is not running for re-election.
In a letter sent to constituents, Congressman Jeb Hensarling announced he won't be running for re-election next year. Hensarling says while serving in Congress was the greatest privilege of his life, he has stayed longer than originally planned and wants to spend time with his family. SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says this comes as a surprise because Hensarling had aspirations for higher office.
A lot of people have talked about him as a possible candidate for Senate or governor at some point, and given that, one would think that he might want to continue serving in the House of Representatives until he's ready to launch a bid for that kind of higher office.
He says this won't sway the balance of power, as Hensarling's seat is likely to be won by a Republican. Hensarling has held the office since 2003. Austin York, TSN News.
Nonprofit agencies in the seven-county area serviced by United Way of the Brazos Valley have 2 weeks to indicate their initial interest in receiving community impact grants in 2018 and 2019.
Typically, this application process happens every other year in the right after the new year, but we started a new process this year. It's called a letter of intent, and that is open right now. You can find out more information about if your organization qualifies and how you can complete that letter of intent at uwbv.org.
President Allison Prince says agencies have until the 13th to submit the online requests, which will be reviewed by a subcommittee of the UWBV board.
And it gives us an opportunity to say, yes, this is a good fit. Let's continue on this path. And if it's not a good fit, we can go ahead and tell you that now instead of having you go through the entire application process. And then at the end of it, of a 3-month period, then say, I'm sorry, that wasn't a good fit.
Prince says they will let agencies know before Christmas whether to proceed with a full-blown application or consider modifications. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour, and you can always follow us on Facebook and Twitter at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
Go now to BrazosFootball.com to make your picks in the weekly high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving. Pick 10 games each week, including College Station High, Rudder, Bryan High, and A&M Consolidated. Win prizes weekly or $500 plus a Safeway Driving package as the grand champion. The high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving and thanks to Prosperity Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Vista College, and Atkinson Toyota. Make your picks every week at BrazosFootball.com.
Imagine having fun while helping local children. Break out your boots and bling for the 2017 Steel Creek Fall Fundraiser, Friday, November 10th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Join in on the excitement of a live auction and enjoy a steak dinner catered by Texas Roadhouse while you're waited on by the most adorable wait staff you've ever seen. Then get up and dance to local favorites, the Texas Unlimited Band. For tickets and table sponsorships, click steelcreekranch.org/boots. It's the Steel Creek Boots and Bling Fundraiser featuring the Texas Unlimited Band. See you there.
Hey, let's do weather. Sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
With high pressure well east of the area, we'll see some sunshine developing today. Any showers in our vicinity will have the tendency to taper off and end as the morning goes on. And there are some out there. Temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds breezy tomorrow with the threat of an isolated shower, 85. Partial sun, the risk of a shower Friday afternoon, highs somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, there is going to be a Game 7 of the World Series. The Houston Astros fell to the L.A. Dodgers last night, 3-1. Justin Verlander, the ALCS MVP, was a hard luck loser last night. He said there's really not much he could have done about it.
Taylor, it's a blooper down the right field line. You can't really protect against that. It's, you know, I beat him to the spot. You know, he hit it off the label. You know, I went back and looked at it and took my chances on that 10 out of 10 times.
Dodgers scored two runs off of Verlander in the bottom of the sixth. That gave them the lead, and they never looked back. But it is set to be a really good Game 7 tonight. We'll talk about that one, as well as Fighting Texas Aggie soccer picked up a huge win over Missouri yesterday in the SEC tournament quarterfinals. Hear from Allie Watt. She tied a school record with four goals on the day. And Ezekiel Elliott seems to be back in trouble. We talked about this already, that he very likely will be facing a six-game suspension. Dallas owner Jerry Jones says the league is out to make an example of his player, and he's not going to stand for it. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Okay, we're going to have an EAS test here in a minute.
So okay.
All right. Well, at least they let us know now. Back in the day, they would just surprise us. And, folks, these are those annoying tones that they do, which is because if we really need to use the system, it needs to be working. So
we've got
to check it every once in a while. It's just it'll. So if you're laying in bed thinking, I don't want to get up yet, it rained last night, and the EAS test will get you up here in just a minute.
Yeah.
So we'll wait for that to happen. So there.
Okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Nope.
We've shortened it up. We still do what we need to, but we've shortened it
up.
They
are much shorter.
Listen to those longer,
right.
Even more annoying tones. Trump tweets. I don't know. These annoy some people, but here we go.
They do. Yeah. So yesterday, amidst the attack that happened in New York City, he did start tweeting. He says, "In NYC, looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely. Not in the USA."
Yeah.
And then he continues with, "My thoughts, condolences, and prayers to the victims and families of the New York City terrorist attack. God and your country are with you." And then he got on tax cuts a little bit. He said, "The Republican House members are working hard and late," just so we know they're working hard and late into the wee hours of the night, toward the massive tax cuts that they know you deserve. They will be the biggest ever.
They do.
And then he continued. He got kind of back on the terrorist attack. "I've just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this."
Mm-hmm.
"The terrorist came into our country through what is called the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, a Chuck Schumer beauty. I want merit-based." And that was this morning. And then he continued about 10 minutes ago. "We are fighting hard for merit-based immigration. No more Democrat lottery systems. We much get much tougher and smarter." And then finally, a quote from, I believe, someone on Fox and Friends, Senator Chuck Schumer, "Helping to import Europe's problems," said Colonel Tony Schaefer. "We will stop this craziness."
Well, and probably the fact that it happened in New York means that that will keep it on the front page.
Yes.
For a little bit longer, more news cycles than had it happened in Lexington,
True.
Kentucky.
Right, right. And not to mention, it was, you know, right in the area of the World Trade Center.
Yep.
There was a little bit of symbolism there, I think, as well. But yeah, I agree. It's going to catch a lot more headlines.
Ironically, 5 of the 8 were foreigners.
Yes, I saw that. Argentinian,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and Belgian. They were here to, I know some of them were here to celebrate a graduation.
Right. I really? Heard that too. Yep. Yeah.
The guy got in illegally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At this diversity program they decided.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're referring to is clearly Angela Merkel caught a bunch of heat when she let over 1 million refugees come into Germany. And so when they're talking about importing the problems in Europe and bringing them over here. And it's true. This is a great opportunity for people to stand up and go, no, we really don't want this to happen. We understand. There are a whole bunch of folks who are coming to America, even illegally,
mm-hmm.
who are not bent on doing this sort of thing.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Most of them.
But, right.
99.99%.
But the fact is, merit-based would probably not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the story today that Jeb Hensarling is
yes.
not going to run for re-election. He's termed out as chairman of his committee. It's a powerful committee.
Okay.
It basically handles banking and stuff, and so maybe that's the reason. I think what surprised people is, well, there was some thought that he might run for the United States Senate.
Right.
He grew up kind of under Phil Graham.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of work with Phil Graham when the congressman was our congressman here, because he's kind of a local
okay.
guy.
Okay.
And so the fact that he's not going to, of course... Again, it's the climate in Washington, maybe. He's
right.
decided he's had enough when it comes to that.
The climate, and I mean, as he mentioned, you know, whether this is just, you know, politicians speak, but he wants to spend time with his family.
Sure.
And, you know, it could be anything that triggers that mindset, you know?
I mean, I think anybody can take a look at the president's. Granted, it's a different office, obviously, and you've got the weight of not just your constituents in a district, but the entire free world.
Sure.
That being said, I mean, I think you can tell how it ages some people. And that's
yeah.
that's a lot of pressure,
mm-hmm.
whether you're in small-time politics or big-time politics.
Yep.
And, I can completely understand.
The Gov was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, meeting mm-hmm. with leaders, handed out a 300-page report.
We need more money.
Yeah. How much did he say?
$61
billion.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a chit-chat Wednesday, so we're going to talk to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
After the aid request was disregarded, Abbott on the 11th told the Houston Chronicle that the Texas delegation needed to get a, quote, stiff spine, worried that Texans would get rolled if their representatives didn't come through. And 20 days later, those comments are still not sitting well with members. In a meeting yesterday with most of the Texas congressional delegation, Joe Barton, Fightin' Tex Aggie, Woo, and our former congressman, actually, reportedly told Abbott that his comments, quote, were not helpful, end quote.
Hmm.
So, in other words, he's asking him to shut up.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's, and again, I mean, yeah, we need the money, and we maybe need to kick more of our own money in here in Austin, but the Gov there with his handout, so we'll see. We'll talk about that. Again, the tax plan that was supposed to be unveiled today is not going to be unveiled until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bunch of stuff in there, and of course, like everything else, it's the devil in the details, so we'll see what the congressman has to say about that. All right, 647.
I'm Shayna Elliott, and I'm running for Place 7 on the CSISD school board. As a College Station native, I've seen the changes since my days at South Knoll and A&M Consolidated. My children are being educated here, too, where every child in every school deserves a chance to excel. As a growing district, we need a board trustee that values input from families and educators and brings expertise in finance and planning to the board. That's me, Shayna Elliott, and that's why I seek your vote for CSISD school board Place 7. Political ad paid for by the Shayna Elliott Campaign, Larry Ringer, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 4th, it's tractor selection and safety. Operating farm equipment is a necessary part of agriculture, and using the right equipment safely will prevent injuries. Come learn about how to choose it and how to use it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We worry about some of the strangest things when it comes to valuable shade trees. There's usually no major problem involved, but we're out there wringing our hands. Where our wheels come off, however, is with things that should concern us but that never cross our minds. Let's make a list of each of those groups. I'll be back with details right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Let's talk first about tree problems that do not merit big worries. Rows of holes in the trunks and branches. It'll happen to live oaks, pecans, yaupon hollies, and others. This is the work of sapsuckers and woodpeckers. They do not indicate the presence of insects, nor do they invite insects into your tree. Now, if they riddle a trunk and go around and around it time after time, they look like rows of machine gun fire. If you have that going on in excess, then I guess they could kill that branch, but usually it's not a major problem. Sheets of bark peeling off the trunks of our trees. In most cases, this is a predictable thing. Bark is a dead tissue. As a tree's trunk expands, the bark cannot expand, so it pops off. It happens to pecans in big chunks. Now, sometimes if you have a really bad dry spell and oaks begin to pop bark off like that, that can be a serious disease, and a certified arborist can help you. Roots of trees heading toward concrete. To be truthful, of course, tree roots can damage concrete slabs and driveways and walks. However, you don't have to obsess about it. You can put in a root barrier. You can cut them in the fall and force them to spread sideways. You don't have to take the tree out just because there's concrete somewhere within sight. Fill soil over tree roots. You can do a lot more damage by adding 2 to 4 inches of soil over the entire root zone of a mature tree than if you took twice as much soil away. Oh, yes, by the way, we are into the things that you do need to think about. You do need to worry about. Don't put soil over the roots of your trees. Wires and cables wrapped around tree trunks. Initially, they do no harm. However, as time passes and the tree branch or trunk grows larger, it will grow around and over the wire, and it will be girdled by that wire. It'll die from that point outward. Weed and feed fertilizers used beneath trees. You have a great potential to damage important trees if you use these products carelessly. Some of the weed-killing active ingredients have profound effects even on large trees, so be very careful. I think you should never use weed and feed fertilizers. Use the products separately. Tree branches peeling away during pruning. If you're careless in removing a large branch, its sheer weight can cause it to pull downward, peeling bark and even wood away from the trunk. Do it in steps to avoid that kind of a problem. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, tips for choosing a landscaping contractor. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:52. Well, it's on to game 7.
2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss, got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the Astros 3-1. Even this World Series at 3 games. Winner take all game 7 tomorrow night.
Astro starter Justin Verlander was cruising through 5, but he allowed 2 unlucky runs in the bottom of the 6th as the Dodgers grabbed the lead for good in the game and a 3-1 victory.
Fell behind Barnes. He didn't hit the ball well, but it found a hole. I threw a slider to Utley, and I was just not going to get beat on a slider that just spun middle. So I, you know, really tried to bury it down and in and hit him. And then Taylor, it's a blooper down the right field line. You can't really protect against that. It's, you know, I beat him to the spot. You know, he hit it off the label. You know, I went back and looked at it and took my chances on that 10 out of 10 times.
Verlander, the ALCS MVP, had been a perfect 4-0 this postseason, but he's now 0-1 with a 3.75 ERA in the series. Fellow right-hander Lance McCullers will make the start for the Stros in tonight's Game 7. Yu Darvish goes for the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:20 at Chavez Ravine. Allie Watt tied a school record with 4 goals, and 11th-ranked Texas A&M soccer rolled over Missouri 7-1 yesterday in the SEC Tournament quarterfinals. Here's Watt on her record-setting performance.
It was great. I wasn't really finishing that well during warm-up today, so I just had to keep my composure, and it really showed. And the team was playing some great through balls, like Kendall Ritchie, Addie, Emily Bays. They had some really good through balls, and they kind of set me up pretty easy on those goals.
Allie and the ladies advance to take on Florida this evening. Kickoff against the Gators is at 6 o'clock with coverage on Willie 1550. Over on the gridiron, the Aggies are 5-3 on the year following last Saturday's 35-14 loss, to Mississippi State. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked at yesterday's media day what makes him think this team has the capability to bounce back.
I think that they've shown a resiliency before. I think that they've shown toughness before. I think they've shown the ability to finish before. Nobody Saturday night was happy in that locker room. There wasn't a lot of laughing and joking. There wasn't a lot of, there's some people that were embarrassed by their performances, and including me. So, you know, as we got back to work yesterday, the attitude and how these guys have approached things this whole year lead me to believe that that's still who we are.
Coach and the guys are back at Kyle Field this Saturday as they welcome number 16 Auburn to town. Now, the Tigers will be without tailback Cameron Petway, who suffered a fractured shoulder bone in October 14th's win over Arkansas. Kickoff against the Tigers is at 11 a.m. with the Fan Zone show getting underway at 8 right here on WTAW. And sticking with college football, Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Clemson are your top four teams in the first playoff rankings. The Crimson Tide are number one in the AP poll, but the Bulldogs get top billing from the CFP following wins over Notre Dame and Mississippi State. Oklahoma, Ohio State, Penn State, and TCU make up 5-8. The NFL Players Association has turned to a federal appeals court in its quest to let Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott play this Sunday. Union lawyers say Elliott's 6-game suspension over domestic violence allegations should be delayed until the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals considers the issue. Dallas owner Jerry Jones says the league is trying to make an example out of his player.
This is should be criticized. Anybody that has really looked at the facts of this case, has really looked at it, knows there was divisive difference of opinion within the league itself.
The 22-year-old Elliott was suspended in August after he had several physical confrontations in the summer of 2016 with his then-girlfriend. And after taking yesterday off, the Rockets and Mavericks are back on the floor tonight. Houston is in New York taking on the Knicks at 7, and Dallas is out west to face the LA Clippers at 9:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most people, I appreciate value. Value to me is getting the highest quality for a fair price. It's getting extras for no additional cost. And it's knowing that I'm getting the most for my hard-earned money. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, it's all about value. As an independent insurance agent, we are able to offer our clients solid coverage at an excellent price. We represent over 30 personal and commercial insurance companies, which gives us the opportunity to help our clients find the right company for their needs. We have the knowledge and expertise to offer the best insurance solution for your particular situation, and we bring a wealth of insurance experience, all at no additional cost. So if value is important to you, then give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We would love the opportunity to provide you with the same value we offer our clients every day.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell, and I'm running for re-election to the College Station City Council, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will continue to work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote to re-elect me, Linda Harvell, for College Station City Council. For more, go to VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Doing Some Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, rain probably ought to be diminishing and getting out of here, and we'll get up to 78 today, 67 for a low tonight, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, probably around 85 or so. There'll be a slight chance of showers, but that's about it. Winds are going to shift around to the southeast, and it'll feel different. 57 right now, WTAW, College Station, Brian. You don't have to download an app. Just go to RadioAggieland.com and listen to us around.